Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
So this morning, let me just remind us something that is of importance to us as we prepare for the new year. It's 2020. It's a very significant year. And as I personally began to pray, Lord, what is your mind concerning that year? What do you want us to do? It's not just a year. It's the beginning of another decade. So what he said to my heart is that the word I gave you for 2010 to 2020, bring it back in remembrance. He said, because some of my people have not actively engaged that word of prophecy. He said, so bring it back. And he gave me the following scriptures, which I want to start with this morning. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. Said, they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. So there are two dimensions to it. Believe in the Lord our God, the sovereign one. The one who speaks and he stands firm. The one who watches over his word and performs it. The one we need to put our faith in. Faith means absolute trust. Absolute confidence. David said there is a stream in Psalm 46 that makes glad the city of our God. He said, God is in the midst of that city. He said, God and that city shall not be troubled. She shall not be moved. He said, as a matter of fact, God will help that city early. So, the Bible says here, Jehoshaphat stood and declared, like I'm declaring to you this morning, believe in the Lord your God. And the second aspect is, believe is prophets with an S. It means search the scriptures. See how God dealt with the patriarchs. See his faithfulness. It means he can reproduce it in your own day. So when the Bible talks about the prophets, read Genesis, read Exodus, read Leviticus, up to Malachi, the prophet Nahum. Read Micah, read Joel, prophets, the word of God that has been spoken in different ages, and how God stood behind those words to perform it. So we believe in God, and then we believe in the testimonies that has been exercised in God. And the second scripture is Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43 verses 18 and 19 said, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. He said, behold, I do. In recent translation, there is no word will there. He said, behold, I do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. I do a new thing. I do a new thing. It's past your experience or your experiences with God. God says, thank God for those experiences. But what I have chosen to do is that I will do a new thing. And for you to know that it can't be compared with the old, he said, it shall spring forth. It shall spring forth. In other words, there is no force that can stop it. In Mark chapter 13, verse 31, the Bible says, it will take heaven and earth to pass away for the word not to be fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will, the same breath, I will do a new thing. In Isaiah 43, and it shall spring forth. And that's not the end. The Holy Spirit also pointed my attention to Isaiah 42, verse 9. And the Bible says, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word of the scripture be established. In Isaiah 42, verse 9, it said, behold, the former things have come to pass. The former things have come to pass. And new things I declare. And there is just that good thing, hedge that we have. He said, before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Praise God. In Proverbs chapter 20, verse 12. That's why you know, you can know all these things. Proverbs 20, verse 12. Said, the hearing here and the seeing high, said, the Lord has made them both. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm taking my time so that you can write this scripture down. It's a time of preparation for us as a people. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. The hearing here. So it means we can hear. The seeing high. It means we can see. He said, the Lord has made them both. Our heart can comprehend the newness. He said, but as it is written. And I say, if it is written, it cannot be unwritten. He said, as it is written, common eyes don't see. There are many people who are blind or who are visually impaired, but they can still see. So, he said, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. So, hearing here, seeing high, it belongs to God. He said, it has not entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared. After service today, you are going to lunch with me. The lunch is prepared. When I make that statement, there is no waiting time. Because he's already prepared. The same breath. He said, the things which God has prepared for those who loved him. And how do we get them? It's in the place of preparation. Verse 10. Look at how we get them. He said, for God has revealed. So, the things you must see, the things you must hear, comes by revelation. He said, God has revealed them to us, not to the devil, to us, through his spirit. For the spirit searches all, not some. So if there are gray area, all you just have to do is to ask the Lord for clarity. He said, God is committed to reveal them to us through his spirit. That's the medium by which you can see. The medium by which you can see. The medium by which your heart can comprehend what God is doing. He said, God has revealed them to us through his spirit. For the spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Deuteronomy 29, 29. Deuteronomy 29, 29. It said, the secret things belongs to our God, but those things which are revealed. So, the things of the Spirit, the things of God, the plan and the purposes of God, they are revealed. That's the point. So, those things which are revealed belong to us. They are not just revealed for our consumption. They are generational blessings. When we get there, I will call your attention back to it. When he said new businesses. So they are generational businesses. He said these things are revealed. They belong to us and to our children forever. 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 There are businesses around us today that have spanned in the last 150 years, 200 years, because they found that something was revealed to their founders. They are revealed. If you do your research, most of those businesses belong to Christians who committed themselves to prayer, who committed to see things that can bring value to humanity. And we are in such a cycle again, where God is revealing his mind to his people. He said that we may do all the words of this law. Proverbs 25 verse 2. Proverbs 25 verse 2. He said, it is the glory of God to conceal. The secret things belong to him. But he also has the power to reveal. So it's the glory of God. It is the outshining of God. It's the covering of God. It's the word of God to conceal a matter. But also the glory of kings. Revelations talks about you and I. We've been made kings and priests to God our Father. I think Revelation 1:5. It says, so the glory of king is to search out. Search out. So many things are waiting for our discovery. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Proverbs chapter 15. No, 16, please. 16:1. The preparations of the heart belongs to who? To man. To man. The seeing, the hearing, it's your responsibility. The heart that is expanded for increase to accommodate God, it is your responsibility to put yourself in that place. So the preparations of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. The answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Last scripture in that series. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. If you can give me the Amplified translation, I will appreciate. He said, I will stand at my guard post and station myself on the tower. That's a posture of someone who believes God. A poster of someone who have researched into the prophetic promises of the Lord and he has seen what he has done. He said, I will station myself on the tower because I'm not just standing at the gap post. I'm waiting to see. I'm committed to hear. And my heart is committed to expand with God's kind of increase. He said, I will station myself on the tower. I will keep watch to see what he will say to me and what answer I will give as his what? Spokesman. You are the lighthouse. And that's why God is bringing this cycle to us. Eyes, like one wise man said, that look are common. But the one who actually see, they are few. Because, number one, in the midst of the problems, what people see are the challenges. But the one who actually see, they see solution within the challenges. Because without problem, there will be no solution. Without darkness, there is no need to shine light. So he said, I will watch to see, and what answer I will give as a spokesman when I'm reproved. What was the response? Verse 2, we are going to 4. He said, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it plainly on clay tablets, so that the one who reads will run with it in action. For the vision is yet for the appointed future time. It hurries towards the goal of fulfillment. It will not fail. Even though it may look delayed, wait patiently for it, because it will certainly come. It will not delay. Verse 4. Look at the proud one. His soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith in the true God. That means you heard it last Sunday. Everybody exercise faith. But it's in the person that they exercise faith. That's what makes the difference. Some trust in chariots. Others trust in the multitude of their horses. But David said, we have chosen to trust in the name of the Lord our God. He said, because while they are falling, we are still standing. John chapter 14, verse 26. Same amplified. It said, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, who, when we engage his help to see, to hear, to comprehend, it becomes our comforter, our advocate, our intercessor, our counselor, our strengthener, our standby, whom the Father has sent in his name, in the name of Jesus, in his place, to represent him and act on his behalf. He will do what? Teach us all things, and he will help us remember everything he has mentioned to us. Isaiah 48 verse 17. I just want to help our preparations. Isaiah 48. So what do? You begin to prepare. Engage the scripture. Believe in the prophets. Engage the scripture. Isaiah is one of the prophets. Nehemiah is another one. So Isaiah says this about business. 47. He said, this is what the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel says. I am the Lord your God. He's our Savior. No doubt about it. But hey, we must engage him as our Lord. He said, who teaches you to what? To benefit. Not to loss. Who leads you in the way that you should go? So the scriptures, those scriptures that I've read, is certain about our preparations. We need to prepare. A lot of people wait until December 31st. No. God's voice is on the rooftop at the moment. Wisdom is crying in the street. And so we need to prepare just in case you are not yet, or you've not seen seven of those things in manifestation in your life and all time, God is saying it's a time for bathing. It's a time that you bath. You can't afford not to see. You can't afford not to hear. And the safety mode is that you hear from the scripture. The Holy Spirit is there. So you don't hear something that doesn't have root in the Bible. So in case you are not aware, it is time to start bathing new things. And in case you are already exploring, moving in the prophetic world, it is also time to bat new things. And then God says, in this time of preparation, it's also time to activate. I mean, we read those scripture. We activate the prophetic word. It must answer to you. And there is a posture to that, which I will also go into shortly. And he's saying that it is now time for a new beginning. Bathing, activation, beginnings. Bathings, activations, beginnings. I mean, faith without works is dead. If you bath something and you activate it and the Holy Spirit broods over it, it is time to start it out. That's why he said, forget not. Forget the things that are behind. There is something new that I'm doing. And it's springing forth. If you can just see it. If you can cooperate with me. 2 Peter chapter 1. Let me talk briefly about the prophetic word. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 19 to 21. 2 Peter 1:19-21. If you can put it up in Amplify. Yeah. It says, so we have made prophetic word made more certain. What is the responsibility? It says you will do well to pay close attention, because the way prophetic word works is that it's like a light that shines in a dark place. A light that shines in a dark place until the day dawns. And then the light of God breaks through the gloom and the morning star arises in your heart. But understand this first of all, that no prophecy, no prophet of the scripture is a matter or comes from one's own personal or special interpretation, for no prophecy was ever made by the act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit who spoke from them to God. One of the things I will show us all the other Sunday is our journey, chronicles of our journey. I mean, my office used to be just 5 minutes walk from here. 71 Oregu Road. So you just see God. I mean, if it's just a boy, just carry your books. Your office is 5 minutes from work here. No. But like a light shine. We went to Kitchen Tower. Where's that place? Muri International. That's that junction. And then from there, we went to GRA. And then from there, we came back to Obafemi Awolowowe. And then from there, we came here. And from here, we are going somewhere else. In mathematics, that graph doesn't work. So that's why the wisdom of God is foolishness. So sometimes he asks you to do something, it doesn't make sense to people, because God doesn't make sense. God is not logic. God is spirit. And if you're a believer, you have to deal with him at that level. You are also a spirit being. So God, maybe what you see, in case you are bathing, what you hear, what your hand comprehend, doesn't even fit at all. You know what chicken do? They brood over the hen. And that's the impact of the Holy Spirit. If it is a more sure word of prophecy, it will surely come to pass. And how do you know? It has to be something that goes beyond you as a person. Second Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, it said, all scriptures is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, and is what? Profitable. That should simply say to your heart, God does not run at a loss. That should settle in your heart that concerning you and I, who are believers in Christ, God will never mismanage our lives. That should settle in your heart as you walk, take your journey into 2020 with God. God doesn't run profit and loss account. He's always running profit account. His account is never in red. He's always in the black. Not just in the black. His name, his nature, his overflow. More than enough. You said, how do I know that? Oxygen. You take it as you want to. Even if you want to be greedy, I say, it doesn't disturb the next person. Because that's the nature of God. More than enough. I want to challenge your faith. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Thank God for models, business models that are all around us. Thank God for all the seminars. Thank God for all the cases and the business school. But hey, by the word of the Lord, especially to people in Africa, eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. It has not entered into the heart of any man. Can I say to all our medical people in this house, there are new solutions in the medical. I heard that word, in the medical world. There are hospitals that must be started. It's not like the regular one. There are scan centers because there are problems all around us. And God, I hear that there will be solution in this new decade for cancer. But God needs people who are ready, whose heart is open, biochemists or whatever they are called, who can just follow divine instruction and we will see solution. Because the realm that we are working in is the combination of the spirit and the word. We need professional qualification, but we also need spiritual qualification to be able to establish things. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered into the heart of any man, the things God has prepared for those who loved him. But God has chosen to reveal these things to us by his spirit, for the spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. There are trade secrets that we outshine Coca-Cola. I don't know who does biggie, but they are headache to Coca-Cola at the moment. So there are many more. For those in the media, get ready. Multi-choice will not dominate the next decades. So get ready. Get ready. You are not competing, but you are just doing your own thing by the inspiration of God. And suddenly, that it happened. A sound from heaven changes the reality. It changed the narratives. A sound from heaven. And they went, like any other day, for prayer meeting. And they said, suddenly, Acts chapter 2, suddenly, you are just doing it. I mean, in fact, you are struggling to make your voice known in the market. And suddenly, one presentation. And suddenly, one opportunity given to speak somewhere. And then it opened up. I said, where is he coming from? Is he also among the prophet? He's not only among the prophet. He has a prophetic word. In the medical palace, he has a prophetic word. He's not running an hospital. He's running a mandate. Stirring your heart. Because that's the word of the Lord. So your response of faith at this crucial time of preparation is to sow. When I mean sow, pray. It's to nurture. sowing in prayer, sowing in meditation, sowing in setting yourself apart, and then begin to nurture. Let the Holy Spirit breathe over that idea. You nurture it. You can see it in the hive of your imagination. That's faith. Faith begins wherever the will of God is known. That's faith. You see the promise from afar off. You embrace it. And then you take that walk. That's keeping in step with the Spirit. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. A little here. A little there. But we are making progress towards the big moment. So you nurture. And then maybe you already have something that is running. You wait in the posture of thanksgiving for manifestation. Because it is inevitable. The word of the Lord runs swiftly and it will come to pass. It will come to pass. So he says, what are the things he wants to do? New line of businesses we start. So what do we need? The courage to act on his instructions. The courage. And where is that courage coming from? From the word of the Lord. Hey, okay, it's being displayed. Please, your preparation is brewed over these scriptures. And I'm sure these are just guidelines. They are like shells, carcass, to give you a frame. But I'm sure that it will be more than one scripture if you indeed brood over it. And he says, existing businesses will be strengthened. Why? He has intention. You may be doing well. Please, don't just say, oh, we are okay. No. He said, it is time to expand. Expand. It is time first to strengthen your stakes. It is time to enlarge the place of your tent. It is time to expand to the right, to expand to the left, because the word of the Lord. I mean, it's just hovering over us. And he says, thirdly, ministries will be born. Let me say that to you in all honesty. I've started seeing it. People have started sharing their heart. Hey, ministry will be born is that things that had value to humanity, which is service to humanity. That's the word ministry. Because the narrative has to change. When we say ministry, people just talk about the fivefold. We're going to see a rise in societal leadership. We're going to see a rise. Societal leadership means things that are basically done based on professional proficiency. Is there any English word like that? I've formed one. So even if there is not professional competency, but they are stakeholders in the various spheres of life. Societal leadership, we see a rise in it. And beyond that is service to humanity. What is ministry? Service to God, service to the cause of men. And then there will be a rise in supportive leadership. Those who touch the kingdom on one part and touch the society on the other side. They touch it with their wealth. They touch it with their influence. They touch it with their relationship. They touch it. They are out to promote the kingdom agenda. They are out to see people fed in South Sudan. They are out to see people fed in Ghana, in Mali. They are out to see schools established in all the various communities where people are becoming al-Majeri. Ministries will be born. Thirdly, there will be divine establishment. All that you will become. I mean, if God is giving you a voice, you just find out that you are divinely established. When you say something in the medical line, the whole industry compile. There is adjustment. Why? 2 Samuel 7:10, he said, when he plants you, the son of wickedness cannot afflict you. No bad decision can unseat you. Read it, 2 Samuel 7:10. He said, the son of wickedness, whatever is affecting people in that industry, you are above it. Said, they will live in a place of their own and not be what? And then the wicked will not afflict them as what? Formerly. That's why he said, don't remember the things that are past. Focus on the new things that I'm about to do. The next one, the next thing he wants to do, the next thing, there will be what? Strategic placement. Strategic. I don't know which state, but I think there is a 27-year-old now who is a commissioner. You see many of those things. You see below 27. Because it's not by age. That's what Job 32 says. He said, there is a spirit in man. He said, it's the inspiration of God that gives that spirit understanding. Verse 9 says, great men are not always wise. Neither do the aged understand wisdom. You know the kind of wisdom that people are going to be operating in? Let's read it together. Ephesians 3:10 in Amplified. Ephesians 3:10. So that's you are open to not only artificial intelligence combined with supernatural intelligence. He says, so he's saying now in this season, through the church, the multifaceted wisdom of God in all countless media, information technology, countless aspects, artificial intelligence itself, countless. Why? That A might be made known, revealing the mystery to the angelic ruler and authorities in the heavenly places. The testimony that many of us we have is that when you provide the solution, then okay, so I'm asking you, just have a minister for this, just have a group of people to work on this. The testimony will be what they said to Joseph. Whom do we appoint over this business again? You have the solution. Can you manage it for us? And that's why many of us must position ourselves to develop capacity, because you may not be. Sherry, there's no way I will interpret it. Sherry, what has come upon us? Oh, le dani konje. What I'm saying is that the realm that we have been is not the kind of wealth that you hit alone and die alone. Is real definition of wealth, and the real definition is in sharing, is in synergy, is in collaboration. The real synergy is how the church began. The church as a tribe, the church as a community. We need commissioner for information Lagos State. So what can you do? That's my role. I say I have somebody for you. Brother Alaolu, you become the commissioner. Because you will deliver. Because you are not operating by the person you know is from Ibuoje local government. No. That's not the kind of thing. It's not because it's the son of the soil. That's why we are putting him there. No. It has nothing to do with quota. It has nothing to do with where you are from. It has everything to the wisdom that has to do with the wisdom of God operating through your life. And I know that some men have operated in that realm. There are certain surgery. They know who to call. Surgical procedure. They know. There are certain things in terms of putting proposal together. They know who to consult. But we will have many of such people because he said, out of Zion shall proceed the law. Praise God. The next one, let me just tidy this up. The next one, developmental projects. Developmental projects. You will have stories, though. Somebody miss a good place. You will have stories. You will have stories. I said you will have stories. And you know what summarizes that story for me is Amos 9:13 in the Message translation. You will have stories. People out of this place will have stories. He said, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord. He said, when the plowman shall overtake the one who gathers the harvest, and the one who treads the grapes shall overtake him who sows the seed. For the harvest continues on the planting time. That's strange. In case, if you are a farmer, you should understand that. When harvest is so much that it still continues up till what? The planting time. Because why? He said, when the mountains will drip with what? And not stale wine. Sweet. Ever fresh. Ever fresh. If you live outside the city, they don't have freezer. They don't have storage, preserving anything. That's why they are 100. That's why they are 120 in some of those places. Vegetable is fresh. They don't keep in the freezer, bring out and warm several times. It's fresh. Yam, fresh. Pawpaw, fresh. They don't pluck oranges in those places. They drop. They are fully ripe. They don't cut plantain to cover with sack so that by the time it gets okay to Lagos, it is fresh. The sign that a plantain is to be harvested is when they see it even being ripened on the stalk. So God is saying, the mountains of your life will drip with new wine. Yeah. Said, and the hills, what looks like challenges at this time, he said, they shall melt. That is, everything that was once barren will overflow with streams of blessing. I didn't say it, God said it. And because God said it, I believe it. That settles it. And I'm waiting for the manifestation in my own life. That's the way the word of the Lord works. That's the way faith works. Faith doesn't wait until it starts to happen. Faith sees it. And the rejoicing in that the one who promised it is able to bring it to pass. That's what actually brings the manifestation. Glory to Jesus. And then the last one there this morning. The last one. I love that one. I love that one. I love that one. Psalm 5 verse 12 says, God encompasses the righteous with his favor like a sheet. So when God encompasses, there is no closed doors. There is no half doors. There is no managing. You know, sometimes you are rushing somewhere and they say, we have closed. You just put your leg on the closed door and then it's okay, come in. This one is like when you are coming, the door open on its own accord. And it's not that they have closed. It's not that the application has closed. It's not that the proposal has closed. No, Brother Femi, we were just going through this proposal. We didn't see yours. I don't think I'm interested. You have to be interested though. Is it because the money that is attached to it is small? He said, well, some client is just, so name your price. That's favor. So it suspends a system protocol because somebody has to come, it has to execute the will of our God. Praise the Lord. So what is your posture of faith? Number one, believe and embrace the prophetic word Believe and embrace it. Believe and embrace it. Believe and embrace it. Romans 10, 17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. So doubt can come. If you don't have the word of the Lord running in your heart, doubt comes. So believe the prophetic word. And then not just only believe it, because sometimes in church now, you have people, oh, we have had that one before. Hey, you have just shortchanged yourself out of the whole, truncate the process for yourself. Believe and embrace the prophetic word. Believe and embrace the prophetic word. Secondly, continue in celebration of our God. Don't complain. Nigerians are complaining at the moment. Don't join the human mosquitoes, because if they bite you, you catch the bug. Don't join them. See the goodness of the Lord. See the goodness of the Lord. David said, unless I have believed, I will not have seen it. So believe and you see the goodness of the Lord. Thirdly, continue to brood on the word of God. Continue to brood on the word. Continue to brood. That is the food to your spirit. That is the strength to you. When things are not going on well in the physical, continue to brood. Somebody says, all this word. You have no choice, though. You have no choice. Hey, in fact, the more you say, all this word, the more the word is pumped. Because there is something about God's word. It changes you inside out. And if the word is changing you on the inside, whatever is happening on your outside, we cooperate with it. And if the word is changing you more and more on the inside, you become a God in your word. So brood on the word. Brood on the word. Brood on the word. I mean, I came in this morning, the promises I picked. He said, how good is the feet of the one who preached the gospel? And I just said to the Lord, Lord, thank you for the privilege. And I'm making the commitment to you that for the rest of my life, till my last breath, I will preach the gospel. What is the gospel? The good news. Jesus can change someone's life. Jesus can change the narrative of their story. Jesus delivered. He came to deliver us. He did not only came to deliver us from sin, he came to heal us. That is the good news. And he can repeat that same thing in your life today. You can be healed. Today, you can be saved. Today, you can be changed. Today, that is the gospel. Paul says, I am not ashamed of it. So it doesn't matter who wants to listen or who doesn't want to listen. This is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. And lastly, this morning, engage the Holy Spirit by praying in other tongues. By praying in other tongues. By praying in other tongues. Isn't it interesting to know that the weapons that we have, that with the Bible says they are not carnal, they are the things people are attacking, prayer and praying in the Holy Ghost. No. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Can I give you one thing this morning, one piece of advice? You can't get the best from God until after 1 hour. Of tongues. I will say that to you in all. If you want to practice it at this season of preparation, please do. You can't really get in terms of divine, that's why he says separate yourself. In terms of getting to know the will of God, getting clarity, to barbary, your body in the first 10, 15 minutes, reject it, rebuff it. You want distraction, farewell, then you press in. You know, it's just like what he says in Ezekiel 47. When you first start, it's ankle level. You are still conscious of whether your phone is ringing or whether somebody is wants to come in or does not come in. There's a way you can get to when somebody opens your door. He closes it back. Because our Nkotoba emanates from that room. Should tell the person that if he has enough gumption, this is not the time to say, can I bring your food or can I bring your milk? No. So you start 15 minutes. Your whole body is tired and all that. And then another 15 minutes, you just realize that there is in and out experience. Another 15 minutes, which is 45 minutes now, you now begin to see certain things begin to, the tongue changes. So it's no more tente. You can do cuckoo, laka. Langer, ge. You know, the intonation changes. By the last 15 minutes, some people have experienced it. And that which I receive of the Lord, I give to you. I've told you. I will tell you how these things work. Life is spiritual. And your kinship business, lojulasan. And some people are there. They are strengthened. They have Alpha. They have people who pray for them. The one that is above Alpha resides on the inside of you. And if there is anything that the devil we don't want you to do, is to understand it. Tongues. Competitors, leshe. It's not, you are not asking anybody. You are just conversing with God. But hey, he said, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, he speaketh not unto men. Howbeit in the spirit, he uttered divine secrets to God. Jude says, it's like building up an edifice. Building up. Hey, 9 inches block, you are on Tony B Lego. But at the end of the day, there is an edifice. There is a life. Hey, speaking in tongues, but that is the thing. You know, the one that we do, what you do on your way to work. Shebe. Father, we thank you this morning. Koleto, it cannot sustain you. There is a level you get to on that proposal that when you open up, they say, no. Okay. You made the first statement. They say, so, it's okay. Just submit it. When are you going to start? There's a level. Hey, all arguments cease when you get to one level in tongue. All argument of life, it ceases. There is no problem that I can say, who is God here? No. You command things. And you know, let me tell you something in closing today. Psalm 115, verse 16. It said the heavens, even the heavens. So all those prayers, God, come down. He's not going to come down. Because he says the heart, not just the word, the heart he has given to the sons of men. So you are the one who's supposed to exercise his authority. Trump will not come to Nigeria. There is somebody at Warrington, Walter, Corinthian State. Whenever he speaks, it's United States of America. That's the way this thing. We are God's ambassador. Whenever you make decree, that's why he says, whenever you stand and make decree here on earth, access is given to you. Stand up. Let's do 2 minutes, Tongi. Shaka.
Welcome to the Ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision is bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.